If you're hearing the sound of my voice, you're watching Don Talk here on Channel 180, Spectrum Cable. Also, check us out on Roku, Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play. This episode has been brought to you by 99 Attorneys at Law. Thanks for watching. I'm Don. And today, my guest is Carl Jones from 1175 Firearms Training. We're going to talk a little bit about firearms training and all the safety measures that go with that. But let's talk real quick. Carl, give us a little bit of your background. You know, kind of what you, you know, where you're from and all that.
Well, I grew up in Shelby County, actually. We moved here to Coleman in 2006. Mm-hmm. And you know, been here ever since. We liked the area, had good friends, and had some family up in this area as well. And so we wanted to move out a little bit more rural. Shelby County was rural when I was growing up, but it's not so much sometimes anymore.
No,
but
not anymore.
At least where I was living. So
we
liked it up here and decided to move in.
Well, fantastic. Well, tell me a little bit about 1175 Firearms Training. You know, first off, where did you come up with that name?
It is a it's sort of an homage to my history as a Marine. It is the U.S. Marine Corps was born November the 10th, 1775. Mm-hmm. And so I took the month and the year and combined them, and that's where it comes from.
Fantastic. And when were you in the Marine Corps?
I went in 1986, got out in 1990.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your service, sir. Also, you know, what made you want to start the firearm training?
I've been a firearms enthusiast pretty much my entire life. I mean, had a dad that was a police officer, and, you know, my granddad and uncles and everybody were, you know, they all owned firearms, and I was just, you know, always kind of enamored by them. And, of course, going in the military, I spent a lot of time with various weapon systems in the Marine Corps, from handguns up to belt-fed weapons and that sort of thing. And when I got out, oddly enough, the military does not put a big influence on handguns, though. You know, so there wasn't a lot of instruction. It was more familiarization, and let's move on to our real weaponry, which was the long guns, you know, the M16 platform and the saw and that kind of thing. But when I got out, I never owned a handgun, and I bought my first one, and I started studying the masters, the guys basically who literally wrote the book on handgun doctrine. Who one, the primary one was Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Cooper, who happened to be a Marine, World War II and Korean War veteran. And so I started studying those guys and sort of learning the ropes. And as I got a little better, you know, I'd invariably have people come to me and, hey, show me this, show me that. And so eventually I went through the NRA and got credentialed in various firearms disciplines as an instructor, and so I've been doing that ever since.
Fantastic. And so let's, you know, let's talk quick about some safety things that you can explain to people. What is the, I wouldn't say the number one safety rule, but what is one of the biggest safety rules about firearms?
Well, the first safety rule, and there are a ton of other things that come outside of just the basics when you get into gear and equipment and that sort of thing. You know, some of it's safer than others, but the first rule in gun safety is to never point your gun in an unsafe direction. The way Colonel Cooper said it was, never point your firearm at anything you're not willing to destroy. Mm-hmm. So keep your firearm pointed in a safe direction at all times. I mean, even if you think it's unloaded, doesn't matter. You know, you want to keep it in a safe direction. Never point it at people or property or anything that you're not willing to do damage to. Mm-hmm. So that one would be, that's, you know, above and beyond all the others. That one's the first and foremost.
It's not just a button on the side of the gun, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, anything mechanical can malfunction. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you have the safety on your firearm, or that you think the gun is not loaded, does not mean you can just go waving it around here and there and everywhere. That's how people get hurt.
I mean, we've all seen the videos. Oh, it's on safe, and they drop it, and then next thing you know, it's gone off on them.
Well, and that can happen. I mean, there are guns that are designed not to fire when they're dropped, but as we know, you know, and various other products available, automobiles or anything else. I mean, when you add moving parts to a mechanism, malfunctions are just a fact of life. They can happen. So, but I, you know, the overwhelming majority of firearms accidents are user induced. Yes. They come from ignorance or complacency or negligence or something like that.
Yeah.
So.
No. Don't play with firearms, in other words. Don't treat them like they're toys, because they're not toys.
Yeah, that's correct.
I've seen some people, you know, just wearing them on their hip, and it's about to fall out of their holster or out of their pocket, and that's just an accident waiting to happen.
Sure, so. Absolutely.
Well, Carl, let's take a quick commercial break.
Sure.
We'll get back to you in just a minute. This episode has been brought to you by Knight & Knight Attorneys at Law. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Don Talk. This episode has been brought to you by Knight & Knight Attorneys at Law. We're back with Carl Jones. Carl, tell us, we briefly went over one of the main rules. Let's talk about the other rules, firearm safety.
Sure. The four basic rules are, as we talked about earlier, keep your firearm always pointed in a safe direction. The second one is keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to fire.
Yeah.
In the classes I teach, we don't allow anybody to put their finger on the trigger until they are up on the firing line and their own target, firearms pointed where it's supposed to be, and they're ready to fire. Fingers are off the trigger at all other times up until then. Mm-hmm. Third, keep your firearm unloaded until you're ready to use it. Now, if I am wearing a firearm on my person, I'm ready to use it, okay? Mm-hmm. It's gotta be in a safe, safe status and everything, but when you're on the line, when you're at the firing range, that sort of thing, don't be walking around holding a loaded firearm in your mm-hmm. hand, because you can have that one moment of negligence and something goes wrong. So what we do is, when we get to the range segment of our classes, we actually bring them up on the line. They're facing a safe direction. That's when they put the magazine into the firearm and actually chamber around. They're loaded and ready to fire.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth, you have to know your target, and you know what's beyond your target. This comes into play not only when you're practicing, but also in home defense. I mean, bullets that perhaps miss the intended target in a home defense situation, you know, sheetrock's not going to stop them. So you need to know where your family members are, and that comes into being part of your home defense plan and that sort of thing. But when you're out on the range or out in your yard practicing or what have you, you need to know what's in the direction that you're firing in. If you've firearms can or bullets I should say can travel for a considerable distance, so mm-hmm. we've got to know what's out there, and the safe thing to do is to go to a professional range or shoot into an embankment in a safe direction, but just kind of visually inspect, drive around, whatever you got to do to make sure you're not shooting towards somebody's house mm-hmm. or towards somebody's children playing mm-hmm. in the yard. And the thing you got to keep in mind is that you are personally responsible for every bullet that comes out of the muzzle of your firearm, even if you're not the one that fired it. If you own the gun and say, for instance, an unauthorized person gets a hold of that firearm, mm-hmm. ultimately it comes back on you for having responsibility for it.
Yeah, and because it is a deadly weapon, and
sure.
In the wrong hands it does a lot of damage, and in the right hands it's a tool.
That's right.
So it's a lot of people look at it as, oh well, it's something I can mess around with, and it's something for the range, but it's really just a tool to do.
That's one thing. I say that all the time. It's it's in the right hands. It's no different than a power saw or a drill or a vacuum cleaner or anything else. So. But in the wrong hands, yeah, there's a lot of room for error, and they tend to be very unforgiving if used improperly.
Yes. Well, let's talk a little bit about how, first off, how can people sign up for your course? And also, I'm sorry.
Sure.
What else they can expect to see when they get there?
The easiest way to sign up is just to contact me. I'm very visible on Facebook. It's 11-75 Firearms Training. You can look me up. You can find me there on Facebook. I've got a Google My Business page, so you can find me on Google as well. And generally, you can just look up Firearms Training Coleman, Alabama, and it should take you right to my Google page. As far as what to expect, we take you to basically whatever level you want to go to, okay? We start everybody has got to go through our basic course. And in that course, it's an 8-hour course. We're going to spend an entire day with you. We're going to go over safety. We're going to go over how to select the proper handgun for you. We're going to go over maintenance and cleaning of your firearm, all of these things, ammunition selection, this sort, all of that, and then we're going to spend about half of that 8 hours actually teaching you to shoot, teaching you the proper grip, proper trigger press, proper sight alignment, sight picture, those things. And what we're doing is we're giving you the foundation that if you choose, you can move on to the second class, which is where we get into acclimating you to more defensive skills, okay? Mm-hmm. So we'll teach you in that one, we centered around home defense. It's going to be, you know, having a defense plan for your home, how to harden your home against unwanted intrusions, how to interact with 911. Coleman County Sheriff's Department has been great in sending officers when we've requested out to, you know, to talk to our class on how to interact when the police arrive on the scenes. I don't want you to survive the gunfight and get killed by the cops because you didn't act properly when they got there. They don't know who the bad guy is and the good guy is a lot of times. So we go through all of that, and then the shooting becomes more advanced. We teach you to point shoot, teach you to flash sight, teaching you how to shoot rapidly. And then our third course is personal protection outside the home. And in that, the firearms skills get more advanced. We teach you to come out of the holster and that sort of thing. Teach you to engage multiple targets, but we also talk a lot about situational awareness. Again, your legal rights outside the home, because they're different than they are in the home. Mm-hmm. And again, how to interact with the police when they arrive on the scene and that sort of thing. So when you go through all three courses, at that point, I consider you to be basically trained.
Yeah.
And the use of your handgun.
Well, it sounds, and you're taking the time with the people to make them knowledgeable.
Yeah, we want to teach you. I'm not there to familiarize you.
Yeah.
We want you to know and understand what it is that we're teaching. I say the courses are 8 hours. I've had them go much longer because my general rule of thumb is, it's going to be an 8-hour course, but if it takes you 10 hours to get to where you want to be in that basic course, I'm staying there with you. I'm at your disposal.
All right. Well, so. Fantastic. Well, tell us again how they can get a hold of you.
Best way is you can look me up on Facebook. It's 1175 Firearms Training. You can call me on my cell. It's 256-590-3168.
Okay.
Or Google My Business, you can find me there. A lot of people these days tend to go through Facebook Messenger, and you can catch me almost 24/7 there. So okay.
Fantastic. Well, folks, that's 1175 Firearms Training. Thank you, Carl, for coming in today.
All right, appreciate it.
And we appreciate you coming in. Check them out on Facebook. Anyway, yeah, there's the music. I got to go. All right, thank you for joining us today on Don Talk. This episode has been brought to you by Night and Night Attorneys at Law. Thanks for watching. Y'all stay safe out there. We'll see you next time.